This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The person who carried out an attack on an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs will spend life in prison. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The ruling of 5 consecutive life sentences and an additional 2,000 years follows a guilty plea. At a press conference, District Attorney Michael Allen lamented the fact that Colorado doesn't have the death penalty.
I think that this case is exactly the kind of case that deserves a death penalty option. There exists for this case only one death penalty option, and that is at the federal level, and I'll leave it at that.
At the same press conference, the FBI said they had launched an investigation into the Club Q shooting, which could signal the potential for federal hate crime charges. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Aurora Police Department released 5 more videos Monday that show the scenes leading up to the police shooting death of 14-year-old Jordell Richardson. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says one video comes from a surveillance camera.
The camera hangs right above the area just a few feet away of where Richardson was tackled and fatally shot by police. The footage is dark from a building shadow, and it's unclear whether Richardson pulls out a pellet gun, which is what police say happened. Other videos show a group of teenagers fleeing from police in a strip mall, and a 5th video's audio captures officers yelling and an audible gunshot. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The Teller County Sheriff says he'll continue to work with the federal government to detain immigrants in local jails, a new state law that bans that practice altogether. Sheriff Jason Mikesell says the new law doesn't apply to him, citing a recent ruling from the Colorado District Court. A new exhibit at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver features the work of Boulder-based Anna Sularakis, who deconstructs indigenous jokes and stories. The exhibit includes drawings, video, sculpture, and photography. It runs through September 10th. There's a talk with the artist at the museum today. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.